The Los Angeles Auto Show begins today. It's the first of America's auto shows, and it's where manufacturers put their best foot forward or try to reinvent themselves. One of those car makers is Honda. Honda's production was badly hurt by Japan's earthquake and tsunami. And as it was getting back on track, the floods in Thailand crippled production again. But as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from the LA Auto Show, natural disasters may be the least of Honda's problems.
I'm here with David Champion. He's the director of automobile testing with Consumer Reports. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What are we looking at here?
This is the new 2012 Honda Civic. The Civic used to be a great car. The new one really doesn't match up as well.
Champion says Honda Civic was once the gold standard for quality in the auto industry. But now...
they just look really cheap the way it's put together. And if you're paying, you know, getting on for $20,000 for a car, you want something that, you know, there's got to be the quality to it.
It's always, you know, when you have a championship team that's been kind of the Super Bowl winner for 40 years, there's only one way you can go.
John Mandel is executive vice president at American Honda.
I mean, everybody wants to focus on Civic. Is it as exciting as some wanted? No. But you know what? We've been sold out of Civic basically since we brought the car out. I'll give you the caveat on that is that we haven't had enough, but we've been sold out.
The reason that Honda has not had enough cars to sell, first, there were supply chain disruptions after the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and then when the company was nearly back to 100% came the floods in Thailand. That cut supplies to vital computer components, among other key parts. Mandel says after the Japanese disaster, Honda has been better able to manage part shortages.
It's certainly frustrating nonetheless. You know, we're back to production, we get back it, and suddenly we get hit with something else again. Unlike the earthquake and tsunami, we know where the end of this is. We can see it. We know where bottom is, and we've got a good handle on what we need to do.
To be clear, Honda is still one of the best-selling car brands in the U.S., and according to Consumer Reports and other agencies that rate cars, Honda is still near the top quality-wise. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst with the car website Edmunds.com. She says Honda is still associated in the minds of consumers with quality, reliability, and value.
And those are strong terms for that segment, for compact cars, especially when there's so many new entries in the market. Sometimes people want something that they recognize, something that they trust, and you never have to explain why you own a Honda Civic. It's something that is universal.
Meanwhile, David Champion with Consumer Reports says, without a doubt, Honda has a valuable name. But he says, in this car environment, your reputation only gets you so far.
It takes a long time to gain that reputation, you know, 5 to 10 years to gain a reputation like that. Unfortunately, in this fickle market, if you don't meet that reputation, it may only take you 2 or 3 years to lose it and to become, you know, a second-class player.
Champion says all the car companies here at the auto show want to take Honda's customers. He says Honda only has a short time to fix its problems, whether they're due to natural disasters or self-imposed. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Los Angeles.